I'm just recording it.
Brock, week two, first win. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I was pleased to get a good win because you want to be building momentum throughout pre-season. I thought the lads did well. Had some fantastic performances. Comrade in goal did really, really well for us. Saved obviously a penalty. I thought Naya was tremendous. Head and shoulders, best player on the park. Gaz Lilly has literally just tore up the whole of this 3G. He's covered every blade of grass. And then the little moves that we put on for the goals and stuff, it would look really lively, really sharp, and it's good to see the stuff that we've been doing in training, transitioning then into the pitch, a little one-touch play, and I think it was showed that you know, we've got the quality really to cut teams open, because Stockport, you know, amongst, you know, they've got some good players and they play some good football, and they'll be thereabouts, I think, in the league below. So,
what kind of challenge is it to play on a 3G surface the second week into pre-season matches?
Yeah, well, you know, we don't train on 3G, we train on grass, so this is the first time any lads have been on it. I've, you know, played at Stockport and Woodley for a long time, and the ball's, it's a bit uneven, it's not the flattest 3G in the world, and there's three or four times today where strikers would have been clean through on grass, but the ball just runs away, it just seems to run away here and run away. So yeah, it's just something you've got to get used to. It's not a problem because, you know, second game pre-season is all about fitness for us really, more than anything, so the no injuries. Everyone's fine. Everyone will be a bit sore probably, because it's a little bit harder. Everyone's fine.
You talk about, obviously, fitness. A lot of players played 90 today. A lot of guys get into the 60s and 70 minutes. Was that the aim today, to get minutes in people's legs?
Yeah, so we deliberately sort of sent a few lads sort of with the reserves. A few had been away on holiday and only got back. So rather than, you know, giving them 30 minutes and giving some lads 60, we won't ever give our lads 90 who'd been training all the time and told them to go and sweat it out and play 90 minutes for the reserves. So there's a couple of lads who, just hearing about it, have scored goals for the reserves and done well, so that's good for us because they, you know, they've got good minutes. We've got plenty of games coming up this week, so we've got LR on Monday, we've got a game against Unicorn on Thursday, the reserves have got a game Wednesday, so we'll get some lads in that. I think I'll be playing in that room if you're looking forward to that one.
I can't wait.
So it's been good for us. We've got this lad here called Aaron Ashley who keeps turning up at the end of the games. Azza, okay, just putting you in your post-match. You seem to turn up post-match, so I thought I'd mention it to you again.
Any speculation on his move to Manchester City?
Yeah, well, hopefully it's going well for him. As I say, he's been training hard with him, hasn't he? So, I keep looking on the internet, you know, when you see the City players sort of warming up and stuff to see if we can see him in the background or anything, but I'm not seeing him yet.
Cheers, bro. Thank you.
Always take care. Bailey, don't worry about it.